This is something that we pledged in opposition, and I thought it was important that we should work with local authorities to start the process for reintroducing weekly collections for those that want to do it.
And as a big champion of decisions being made at a local level, which you are, local councils have made their own decisions when they've chosen to go down the route of alternate collections, haven't they?
Well, some have, but quite a lot have been bullied into it by the last Labour government, by a process of the landfill tax escalator, and by guidance, and by marking them down if they didn't. So what this is really about is creating a kind of a level playing field to enable local authorities to be able to do that, providing they can increase their recycling rates and providing they can demonstrate that what they're doing is good for the environment.
But surely, as you yourself alluded to, really, the cutting down on waste and landfill, encouraging more recycling is a big part of the reason we've moved to fortnightly collections in some authorities. In these terms, this would be a backward step, wouldn't it?
No, it won't, because what we've found is a way to get all the advantages of increasing recycling, reducing landfill, but by treating people with respect rather than, well, to coin a phrase, treating them like rubbish.
I mean, you've got to ask, when a city like Derby is worrying about the local economy getting clobbered even harder when jobs end at Bombardier, for example, and local charities like Derby Women's Centre have been on our station in the last few days, seriously worrying that they're going to be threatened with closure because of the loss of so much of their local authority grants. Is collecting the bins every week really top priority when the government suddenly finds £250 million of new money?
Well, I think it is important. I think it's what people want, and I think it's about treating people with respect. For most people, the only visible service they get from a local authority is the emptying of their refuge. And what this does is increase recycling rates, reduces the amount that's going into landfill, is good for the environment, is good for public health, and I don't think people should say, well, we could spend it on something else. This is something very sensible to do, will make a big difference to the lives of local people, and make homes a more comfortable place to be in.
You say it's the most visible thing that most people see their council doing. Isn't it ever so slightly patronising to think people don't realise where else the money that's tight is spent, though?
Well, if it is patronising, I apologise.
Where is this money actually coming from, this £250 million you're making available?
Well, we had a waste review, and that took place in the summer, and we said that this department, the Department of Communities, will be looking at ways to find an incentive scheme to reintroduce weekly collections, and that's exactly what we've done. So money was put aside, admittedly it's just a slightly larger sum than we'd imagine, but we managed to make some economies and some savings within this.